And welcome back to the Nutra Medical Report. We have joining us for this program hour, half hour, Mountain Red Velvet. I believe it's Campbell today, isn't it, Campbell?
Yes, it is, Dr. Bell. How are you doing?
Good. We're making progress. I think that last form you sent me, though, had some black blocks where the form I was supposed to fill up. So
okay.
You need to resend that form so it has open void blocks for me to finish off that last form.
Sure.
But we're making progress. Now, what's interesting, and there's a couple of things I noticed, and I talked to my friend Ron Klatz, who's one of the founding members of A4M. All of the Biogenesis Laboratory and Research University facilities that do organogenesis that use an FDA-approved material that, in the words of Dr. Bart Goldman, who's actually working in Dubai with a stem cell regenerative clinic, and Dr. Ron Klatz, who's an expert on this and has, you know, they have all the top stem cell clinics in the world are connected with them, they won't talk to Dr. Deagle for several reasons. First off, if you Google my name, I'm a medical legal sniffer dog, like a bloodhound, and if it looks like you're not having success with whatever you're doing, I'm going to find out, and that's going to be bad for business. So even though I made numerous contacts to these people, including Stematica in San Diego and their clinic in Santa Clarita that makes a stem cell line in hypoxic conditions, the reason why they're not succeeding, and it's like in the old process, they have business people running their situation rather than scientists, and I'm a scientist first and a clinician second. And the reason is if you don't have a scientific evidence based on what you're doing and it doesn't face logic or the evidence to be able to kind of challenge to see if it actually is working, then what are you doing? I had a gentleman the other day that asked me to, quote, integrate life extension vitamins, which he had been taking. Obviously, he'd been listening to the show for some time, but he decided to get life extension, thinking they're equivalent. I said, yeah, these are not equivalent. I'm very familiar with life extension. They're not equivalent, and stop taking them. If you want me to help you, you have to take our supplements, and that includes Mountain Red Velvet. There is no equivalent. There's no other Mountain Red Velvet by any other company that's equivalent to yours. And the problem is that the reason why these companies are failing, in the words of Ron Klatz, is the material they're using to print, say, blood vessels or bladders, doesn't work. It's like a glue to hold together the cells so it looks bladder-ish or blood vessel-ish, but it doesn't translate to stem cells to actually regrow an actual bladder or a blood vessel. So they're not going to hold together, they're not going to form connective tissue, and they're not going to actually regenerate. Now, that's a really big problem. And that's why when they take the University of Madison, Wisconsin, a decellularized heart from, say, a sheep or a pig, which is very close to a human heart, and they try to inject stem cells into it to see if it'll cause regeneration, they get a 2% pulsatile cell clinging to the collagen, and it doesn't become a heart, ever, okay? Now, these people are stubborn. They're obviously, and this is what I often have seen in departments of hospitals and universities, that we have knuckleheads populating these departments, never making any progress, but they have what's called linear research. They prove something in 1971, and in 1981 they prove a little bit more, but it really goes nowhere because really if they're being honest, they prove what they discovered in 1971 was untrue. In 1981 they have a whole new theory that would have some truth that could be validated by their colleagues. Now what Mountain Red Velvet does, if you start taking it, you're going to start regenerating every tissue in your body, not just your joints, not just your skin and hair so you look good when you go out to dinner with your friends and they say, wow, you don't have wrinkles. Wow, your hair looks great and lustrous. Wow, look at those nails. If you're a lady and you're comparing it to your friends and say, my nails don't break anymore. You mean you're not using fiberglass on your nails so they don't break? And I'm sure you hear these stories, or you get people that their joints are all creaky or they got spinal spondylosis arthritis like your father-in-law. Yep. And he starts taking Mountain Red Velvet. In fact, even when they get some cut out, they're taking care of these your boys, and he just stuffs it like my old father-in-law has died many years ago. Yeah, what a character. He was an old fisherman, right? And he worked at also as a radar base as a diesel engineer. He would just stuff the cut and then just tape it over with black tape or whatever. And then it would heal up. It's amazing. You'd say, wow, how did it heal? It's because you fed the stem cells. Mm-hmm. If you build it, like the Field of Dreams, they will come, the stem cells. So it's amazing to me. Really not amazing. It's like, you know, it's like Donald Trump. I call it the Trumpism effect. I'm like the Donald Trump of functional medicine wellness. They want to save healthcare and better outcomes, like this Tennessee governor yesterday on the White House lawn talking with other governors. You got to change the structure of healthcare. You got to do functional living pathology to fix people before they break. I mean, if you had a fancy car that cost $100,000, you think you'd drive it until the power steering went and then you flipped out on the freeway and spun 10 times before you died? No. You'd bring it in on a service call because you had a contract. They plug it in. They say, oh, your transmission fluid's going, your frontal engine's gone, your compression in three of your cylinders is all shot to hell. We got to fix this or your car's going to die on the freeway and maybe kill you. Right? So the problem is we can do that now with functional quantum testing, QRMA and metapathy, but also blood, urine, genetic tests now like 23andMe and Prometheus, imaging studies. And when people say, oh, you mean you can do this? Yeah. And most of the tools, other than our quantum testing, 98% of the tools are conventional. The doctors just don't do them. They don't. Which is amazing. So when I list all these things to people who say, you mean my doctor could order this test and it's covered by insurance? I said, yeah, it is. And they can't believe it. But the thing is, if you don't have the tools to fix the body, throwing a drug at it, like I had one person the other day says, I got strained lifting somebody, I'm just going to see a doctor. I think, really, you want to take a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. Now, if you do this month after month after month, and you've got a wrecked up knee that's sore, guess what happens to the cartilage in that knee? It eventually becomes dry and then eburnated, which is cartilage on cartilage, and then bone on bone. And the doctor looks at you over the top of his glasses and says, well, I'm sorry to say this, and actually he's smacking and drooling at the same time, that he's going to be able to get a bigger boat because he's going to do a total knee replacement, like, hoo-ha! And he's doing one of those pull things where he pulls his right hand down. Have you ever seen it by the sports guys? And I know I work with these guys in orthopedic surgery and plastics. I took extra training. I can tell you, it's bizarre. And they wonder, with the business model, it's not just in America. It's New Zealand, Australia, and Europe, and everywhere. If you pay fee-for-service, and if you go to a candlestick maker, he's going to make candles. And by the way, do they want to solve the problem of cardiac disease? Of course not. It's bad for business. If you were to give some supplements to rebuild the heart or congestive heart failure patients rather than giving them fancy drugs that cost a lot of money per month, you'd ruin business. What are you going to do if you don't have patients in the ICU? What are you going to do? You know, even though they're going to eventually die, you're going to make a lot of money before they croak. So what do you think, Campbell? It's bizarre, but it's true. Yeah. Which is really weird.
I have to say, yeah, and I don't know whether I've told your listeners this story, Dr. Bill, but it was about 5 or 6 years ago, and we have three young daughters, and they were all very, very good ballerinas. And we were overseas, and we got a phone call one night to say that one of our daughters had an accident, and she had broken her arm. So she was fine, but her biggest concern was she had a very big ballet performance in about 6 or 7 weeks' time. So we flew back to New Zealand, we saw her, and we went to see her orthopedic surgeon. And we said, look, what is the chance of getting this cast off in 7 weeks? And he said, absolutely not. Never happen. Bones don't heal that quickly. It'll be on for at least 10. And we said, look, I'll tell you what we'll do. And we explained what we were, who we were, and what we did. And he gave us that rather skeptical look.
Oh, yeah. Over the glasses. Yeah. I know better than you. Yeah. And you're just a dumb civilian.
That's right. So I said, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to give our daughter mega doses of Mountain Red and bring her back, and can you x-ray her arm again? And if it's okay, then she can get the, because not, you know, ballerinas cannot perform with a plastic cast. So.
Right.
So anyway, we went back in 6 weeks' time, and he had very kindly agreed, go in, get an x-ray, come into my office. And he's sitting there looking at the x-ray, and he said, I don't know what you've done, but he said, the cast can come off.
But
and
you
he
know
said,
what?
I've never seen it.
I got a follow-up question for you, and I've done this with literally hundreds and hundreds of times just in the last few years. How many times does a doctor tell the patient, I don't know what you're doing, don't tell me it, even if they know it's an inflammatory red velvet, or don't let me put it into my practice, but keep whatever you're doing, keep doing it, but just like, we're cool.
Yeah.
In other words, I guarantee you that same doctor wouldn't say, you know what, can I get some of that Mountain Red Velvet for all of my post-fracture patients I put in a cast?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guarantee you he didn't ask you for a contract to have Mountain Red Velvet at a premium price to his practice so his patients would recover at half the time.
Yeah. So the only place I've seen that happen, in Australia, medicine is very integrated across specialities. So you can go and see a primary physician, and they may well say, actually, here's a whole list of other things that you may need, and one of those may well be mounted red velvet. So we work very hard about
So you've got a better situation in Australia. In America, there's a big wall between naturopathic doctors.
Yeah.
Now, my son is starting his final PhD program in 2 months in Eastern Western naturopathic medicine. They learn everything right up to surgery. But they learn Eastern medicine, like acupuncture, to the PhD level, Chinese herbal medicine, and Western naturopathic medicine, including procedures. So naturopaths certified here in our system at PhD level, doctoral level, can deliver babies, do surgeries, do all kinds of things. But he's going to learn both. And the problem is that what we needed to start teaching, and this is for all health providers, whether they're massage therapists, doctors, DOs, nurse practitioners, they need to learn what's called functional medicine, which is how does the body work in terms of pathology in a living person, not a dead person. Because when I went to medical school in 1973, there was no such thing as living pathology or functional medicine. Today it exists. And I'm one of the prime teachers. And I'm trying to push the specialty forward so it get integrated all aspects. I don't care if you're a spine surgeon or an eye doctor or a dermatologist or whatever. If you can learn some functional medicine in terms of immunology, toxicology, functional medicine, epigenetics, etc. And in a sense, what you're doing with Mount Red Velvet is an epigenetic thing. You're supplying 396 polymolecules and 6 growth hormones. So no matter what you need, the building blocks are there. It's almost like you got a whole series, a train of trucks that get to a construction site with all the construction workers. They arrive with all the building materials, the Portland cement, the rebar, the thing to put up a scaffolding. They got everything. I mean, and the Mount Red Velvet arrives. So when your stem cells get there, they're like the architects. The stem cells say, whoa, you guys are ready. All I have to do is tell you to do this. And you'll just follow orders. And they say, yes, sir. They just say, they salute the stem cells, and they start doing it. And that's what's amazing to me is, like, I like that Field of Dreams, you know, with Kevin Costner. If we build it, they will come. In other words, if the trucks arrive with the stem cell support formula, Mountain Red Velvet, they'll come. Now, that's why I'm trying to build the DRCAP version, because I think it'll get a higher percentage of some of the more fragile molecules turned into my cells in the terminal ileum. Right now, we just have them to open one capsule into their tongue and the other one swallow it at least twice a day. If you have a really serious problem, you can take a lot more.
Absolutely.
If you're taking anything like our nutraceuticals to regenerate your thyroid, the first step, even before you add peptides, which are a combination of, you know, we call various forms of short chain peptides that modulate your stem cell activity and target organs, you need Mountain Red Velvet. It's like, isn't this so simple? Just take our mitothyroid for thyroid gland and nutriiodine and our minerals like Minerals Plus and selenium cruciferate. But if you don't take Mountain Red Velvet, how are you going to rebuild a thyroid after it's been damaged by, you know, Hashimoto's thyroiditis with antibodies attacking the gland for generations, you know, for 16 years? How are you going to rebuild adrenal glands or sexual organs or whatever if you don't have the building blocks, you know?
And that's what we've said for so long. And we've been, you know, we've known each other for a long time, Dr. Bill, and we go way back to, you know, 20 years ago when we looked around and we said, how can we make, Deer Velvet has a long, long history of use in New Zealand. A lot of research been done here, University of Otago. And we said, how do we make it better? How do we make it more accessible to people who don't really have the ability or the desire to go down that Chinese medicine route and that Korean medicine route? And that's what we did. But we worked on a primary principle. Don't change it if it's not broken. And it wasn't broken.
Right.
We wanted
right.
to make it better.
In other words, you don't make it complicated. You just have to provide the building blocks and the body will fix itself. The body has
Absolutely.
An intelligence. If you support it, the body has an intelligence to say, we don't need an external doctor to how to fix this joint or that joint. If the building blocks arrive in any body tissue that needs to be regenerated, the body just says, hey, thanks. Gives you a cellular high five and says, I can do this now. I can fix that right knee. I can fix the cornea and the eye. I can, you know, when somebody's got a sclerotic anti-inflammatory cornea problem. We had one consult a few weeks ago where the woman had a LASIK procedure, and she developed an autoimmune disease because those proteins now became sensitized in her immune system. her immune system was attacking her eyes, so her ophthalmologist eventually put her on a whole body immune suppressant drug. Now that's dangerous because it can cause cancer, it can cause other weird things happening to your body. And nevertheless, that's what they decided to do before they contacted me. And I'm thinking I can give them things like our, you know, immunology modulation program for cancer, autoimmune disease, which involves malignant rest, etc. But to rebuild the eye, you're going to need Mountain Red Velvet. You're going to need fatty acids like our Omega Supreme Pro. When you build the blow, you bring the building blocks, the body says, you know, I can do this now. Before you were just bugging me, you know. It's like having a kind of a gridlock in Congress and the presidency, like during the last 6 years of Obama, where he blew it with Obamacare. And after he lost that, he really couldn't get anything accomplished because, number one, what he tried to do was stupid, and he's not going to get collaboration from both sides. Hopefully, Trump will get collaboration with the Democrats in the Senate. But the same thing in your body. Now the body says, hey, if now that you're working with me and you're willing to give me the building blocks, I can rebuild your skin so it won't tear when you bump into the door jamb. I mean, I can't tell you how often you'll hear senior citizens say when they're walking around shopping or going to the bathroom how they bang their arm and their skin is so fragile, like tissue paper, that it'll tear. And, you know, they're holding their arm and say, why are you holding your arm? Because I'm bleeding. I'm thinking, oh, no. Someone with skin so fragile that bumping into a door jamb or exiting the bathroom tears your skin in their forearm. Like, man, I mean, I talk about fragile. I mean, that's called tissue paper person. Crazy, isn't it?
And that, unfortunately, has happened. My mother, who's in her late 80s, and that's exactly what happened to her, is that her skin has become paper thin.
Right.
And yeah, again, I mean, what we know with Mountain Red, it's an easy supplement.
You can reverse that.
You can reverse that.
Right. You know that the person in their 80s has 2 to 5% stem cells that are just as healthy and genetically pure as a newborn. And if you just supply those stem cells with the building blocks, the stem cell population will increase, migrate to the target tissues, and just start doing what they do. Now, you can help it with things, you know, like lumen photon and a ketogenic diet and mild hyperbaric oxygen, but you don't need to. I mean, you can just take the Mountain Red Velvet. Like, for example, get a messed up joint, we give them arthritics to stop the cytokines and Inflamax, but if you don't give the building blocks, and I like to use a combination of Mountain Red Velvet and Collagen Max as a base, you know, if you just take those two things, your body says, I can do this. It's almost stupid how amazing it is. It's like, why would you take non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for a strain or a tendonitis when you need to rebuild the tissues so that it doesn't happen again? And even chronic pain. Most people don't realize chronic pain is occurring because the body is telling you, don't move it, it's broken. That's what pain means. Don't move it, it's broken. Even if it's not broken, because it can be an abnormal signal, because pain can exist without pathology. Once you start fixing the tissue, which is usually elevated cytokines and something minor that's releasing a signal, most of the time, you've probably heard this over and over again, people's pain disappears when they take Mountain Red Velvet for a while. Right?
Yeah. It does, and it allows people to get back to normality. It allows them to get back. Their movement comes back. Their flexibility comes back. Their energy comes back. It's one of the, I think, the comments we get most often, Dr. Bill, is I started taking your product, and it's a very trite thing to say, but it's very true. I feel great. I've got my energy back. I've got that ability to get up and out of bed in the morning, and I've got a real focus, my ability to just get on and do what I want to do. And it doesn't matter whether you're a senior, whether you're a teenager, whether you have problems with joints, that flexibility comes back. It's an amazing product.
Yeah, it's a life extension product. As I say, there's two types of span during your whole life. There's it's called your lifespan and your death span. Your lifespan may be to 32 and your death span to a 62. But if you take Mountain Red Velvet, the lifespan increases to 62 and maybe 72 or 82, and you're healthy and active.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
A couple of projects. One of the things that Ann came up with a few weeks ago was the idea of using liquid nitrogen to sterilize food for 20, 30 years. And it turns out liquid nitrogen will actually kill all pathogens off. So we could do the same thing with mountain red velvet without irradiating it, without ozonating it, simply putting it in a little tube-like thing and dropping it into a carafe of liquid nitrogen. You can then easily convert it with a grinder down to even smaller fractions or particles that can be then put into a micellar solution. Like our enzymatic micelle that we use for delivering our NutriSilver, and you would then have a little micro packet of sterile mountain red velvet in a micelle. You could just kind of infuse by injecting so many cc's of it in a little bottle into an IV bag of, say, Ringer's lactate or whatever for a burn or trauma victim or somebody that's doing a stem cell transplant. So the stem cells would have it's when you're going up a mountain road, say, in Colorado, or British Columbia or Alaska, you want to have these things on your tires so you can actually grip the road. Well, without mountain red velvet, the stem cells can't grip the road to get to your tissues and start healing. And if you can actually deliver that to the target tissues, this is going to be really big. So I'm going to probably have some pharmaceutical company put together something for me because I'm making no progress whatsoever with the university clinics because I think they're fearful of Dr. Deagle. I'm an innovator who has made a lot of headway by breaking up paradigms that doctors think they understand topics like diabetes and chronic pain and so on. I'm going to publish my theories and research and technologies. And the Mountain Red Velvet, I think, is one of the most important breakthroughs in terms of life extension and anti-aging we've had for years. But you can buy it today. You can go order bottles of it today, and it can start regenerating your body today. And your mother, if your mother's got weak skin, or you've got congestive heart failure, or your eyes are deteriorating, or your scare is breaking, or your hair is breaking off on the pillow when you roll over at night, you need Mountain Red Velvet. I mean, if aging is occurring and disease is occurring, you need Mountain Red Velvet, don't you?
That's it. And you don't need to wait. That's the beauty of it. You don't need to wait.
It's straight there now. Your body will just, it'll work on it. Now, we're just going to do a few tweaks to it by making a DR cap and maybe making a sterilized version. And once we get a biological lab to do testing to make sure that what we have, once we put it through the liquid nitrogen, is completely pathogen-free, it doesn't grow anything, and there's no viruses present, we'll have a version we can actually mycelize in an IV bag by a little bottle. You just drop so many cc's and stick it in the IV bag, and psh, away you go. You've got an intravenous form of Mountain Red Velvet, and or a surgical form. You can make in microgranules to put in a surgical site or in sheets. So if you're trying to regenerate thigh, for example, they were using pig bladder, and they're using basically decellularized pig bladder connective tissue or matrix to try to regenerate tissues, and they were having some success, some partial success, with regenerating, say, quadricep muscles for vets that had part of their muscles blown off in their leg. But you know, it's only partial. Mountain Red Velvet, I think, especially with tissue regeneration and organ, what I call templating or 3D printing, is going to be very successful with this. This is going to be the toner to rebuild organs. In other words, someday a spin-off of my discoveries will allow you to actually go in and have a blood draw or a skin punch of your arm. They'll pull out the genetics and regrow an arm for you because you had one blown off in, say, a military operation in, say, the Gulf. And you'll come back in 6 months when the arm is big enough to transplant onto you, and the surgeons will put it on. It'll be a long procedure, 6 to 10 hours, but they use, you know, probably robotic micro surgery where the surgeon's operating in the next room and you're laying there with this robot with these tiny hands connecting nerve endings and blood vessels and cauterizing them together and putting Mountain Red Velvet gel around it so it regenerates.
Yeah, it's incredible. And
that's
not too far away.
Going. It's not far away. I mean, we have to imagine the future for it to occur. I mean, that's the thing about human beings. We are godlike. It says in the Bible that although now that we are in one place and of one mind, nothing shall be withheld from our imagination, which means if we can think that we can create it, it shall be. And we are going to do this. I mean, we're going to see 100-year-olds winning marathon races. We are going to see 140-year-olds in the early 22nd century beating their great-great-grandchildren in chess. We are going to see people finish their 10th PhD and travel around the world 100 times. We're going to see people build up dynastic wealth just because they've had so many multiple careers. Viable. People need to realize the future is completely different than what you can imagine. If we want to apprehend it and not have a dark future that some of the maniacs want to do. One of those things is going to be Mountain Red Velvet. Thank you, Campbell.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Important things is you got to be, I want to get that Sarah Bareilles song on as one of her songs. I want to see you be brave. People need to be brave enough to ask questions and say, you know, I don't care if it's coming from the mouth of Donald Trump or if it's coming from the mouth of Bill Deagle, because personally, I think they're too rude for me to want to listen to them. Why don't you just listen to the issue? When we talk about health issues, and you just recently had something happen. I had a gentleman that I talked to yesterday, and I know him really well. And unfortunately, he had a stroke back, I think, a couple months ago, in November. And luckily, he's had a major weight loss since then, but, you know, he's stubborn. He's not going to take other than a baby aspirin, things to stop his heart. And he's taking a blood pressure med. His blood pressure's down, but remember now, what is blood pressure? Now, if you ask the average doctor or average person in the public, they'll give you some roundabout answer what blood pressure is. Now, are they aware of the carotid cough sounds? And if they're aware that the heart doesn't pump all your blood around your body if your heart and blood vessels are healthy. It doesn't pump any of the blood back to your heart. The heart only pumps blood out to the lung field and does the initial push toward your aorta and your ascending arteries to your head and the aorta to the descending blood vessels to the rest of your body. And it's the blood vessels' peristaltic contraction in a healthy individual that are flexible and creating up a contractile wave that moves up to 70% of the blood by a cross-sectional area of the vessels and the pressure difference along the vessel length. That's actually been proven by cardiologists with PhDs looking at non-Newtonian fluid dynamics. Now, why do people get heart disease? It's not cholesterol, people. I did research in 1977 with Dr. Moskowitz at the University of British Columbia. We proved that cholesterol does nothing. Absolutely nothing. In fact, we had Eskimos with cholesterol of 2,800 to 3,500, and not a one of them had heart disease. What does damage is trans fatty acids, small particle HDL, VLDL3, oxidized non-neuronal hydroxy cholesterol, which we were measuring antibodies with Dr. Phil Broughton's lab in Los Angeles for years. What does cause damage is free iron, heavy metals like cadmium, lead, mercury. I mean, this is what causes heart disease. Now, when you start taking cardiovasc, you start to reverse a lot of these factors that cause heart disease and blood vessel disease. When someone's getting hypertension, the very first sign of hypertension is basically your heart is trying to take over to pump the blood because the vessels are stopping working. Now, if you have a normal blood pressure and you're in heart failure, it means you're in the terminal phases. That means your heart now has low blood pressure or normal blood pressure in the face of decreased global perfusion. Very, very bad. It means you're not going to perfuse your brain, your heart muscle, your muscles and bones, and your body's going into an anaerobic state, which also can increase the risk of autoimmune disease and cancer, and incredible degeneration of your bones, so you get osteopenic osteoporotic degeneration. So people need to start understanding, just picking out a number out of the air, like, hey, my blood pressure is normal, but, you know, I had a stroke. And what happened is, does he know that you can reduce your blood viscosity? Yeah. And yet, does he know that most of the heart itself is 2/3 to 3/4 mitochondria, the dry weight, and same with the blood vessel wall media? You have to actually reduce the rheologic blood viscosity. So let's go through each component as to why this seven synergistic formula is the center point. Now, we add other nutrients to it, like Omega Supreme Pro, and we have a new really small soft gel that if you take one of these twice a day, you're going to literally cut down the blood viscosity and turn the body toward anti-inflammatory fatty acids. We do have things like Supernox with beet juice to release nitric oxide. We do have CoQ10, which is the only non-crystallizing form that coats all the fat globules that float down your arteries, that if you don't coat them, they stick to the artery wall and burn holes through it and trigger off homocysteine that fries the hell out of your artery, so eventually you can balloon like your aorta. So let's go through each component. It says, I tell people, you know, like I told this gentleman, I said, look, you got to take this more seriously. The idea of taking a baby aspirin to reduce blood viscosity by poisoning your cycle of oxygenase pathways so your platelets won't stick together a little bit isn't going to fix your problem. You have increased blood viscosity, which is due to proteins, fiber degradation products, inflammatory cytokines in your blood vessels like C-reactive protein and markers, and plasminogen activator inhibitor 1. And if you don't reduce your blood viscosity, your venous stroke you had before is going to come back, and this time it'll be a lot more devastating. So let's go through each of these different components. So, you know, people can be stubborn, but if they at least will lend me an ear, you know, like that old statement, you know, lend me an ear, you know, that ancient speech. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me an ear. Well, lend me a medical wellness ear, even if you don't like me personally, so you can save yourself from a disaster down the road. Because if you listen to your conventional doctors and they say, well, your pressure's good now, and they don't do, other than giving you a baby aspirin, that's all they give you, you're on your road. Is this a, you're like that, that heavy metal rock group, you're on the highway to hell. You're on the highway to medical hell. And those doctors will cheer you on, because if you get in the hospital, man, they're going to go ka-ching, ka-ching. So let's go through each of the components.
Sure, Dr. Bill. So one of the key components is the hawthorn, and we use the hawthorn leaf and flower extract that is grown and harvested in Europe and processed in a way that maintains the active constituent by Texan, which we test for in every batch.
Now, the interesting thing about Vitexin is it's a cardiotonic to the mitochondria of your heart and blood vessels. So, and it's from the proper part of the plant where all the research has shown it's a mitochondrial tonic. Next.
So we've got the garlic.
Garlic, and it's not just garlic, it's an aged garlic, which is a combination of a number of molecules, not only allicin, which we have in our Alamax capsules, 180, or a really powerful allicin med, or the creams, the Alamax. But it is also containing components that will actually block, which is called angiotensin-converting enzymes. Now, when your kidneys perceive that your perfusion is poor, they start the angiotensin-converting enzyme activation sequence, which is why when we use things like lumen photon, setting number three over the kidneys, you'll actually turn off the excess plasminogen activator inhibitor and C-reactive protein. But when you take these things, the cardiovascular tones down your ACE activation. If ACE activation occurs in the kidney, it drives up your blood pressure because your kidneys will say, hey, I don't get enough blood here. Pump harder. You pump too hard against blood vessels and they get stiff and eventually calcify. Next component.
So then we've got the cayenne.
And the cayenne, of course, is going to be a vasodilator. In other words, it helps produce nitric oxide and acts as a vasodilator. Next.
We've got the bilberry.
Most dialyzable antioxidant other than great hydrogen. And because it's dialyzable, it's going to protect your solid organs and your heart and other tissues. It was even used in World War II to protect the eyes of pilots so they wouldn't get fried by ultraviolet light because it didn't have chemicals in the canopy of the jet shed to actually block UV light frying the back of the retina. So it's a really important antioxidant. Next.
Ginkgo biloba.
Ginkgo is a has several things. It increases blood viscosity. It increases microcirculation. And that's one of the reasons why it's not present in the Canadian version, because they're a little worried that some Canadians weren't going to stop it before they had minor or major surgery. You simply warn people, you know, 4 days before you start major surgery, you stop cardiovascular, because you are going to not clot as easily, and you are going to not form clots or plaque as easily, which is why you start taking cardiovascular, and over 6 months to a year, your body says, hey, Doc, what do you think of my leg now? And he's looking at your NEVA scan or your ultrasound of your leg and said, damn it, I'm not going to be able to get a bigger boat. I can't go on that long vacation. Why would you do this? Oh, you're taking that. And by the way, none of these doctors are going to say, can I give this to my patients so that I don't have to operate on them? None of them are going to do that. That's a real bad statement against the health professionals, because the patient should be first, not last. It shouldn't be, geez, you're going to affect my income because you're getting better without my surgical or polypharmaceutical interventions. Scary, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
So then the
other components are the milk thistle and the valeria.
Yeah, now the milk thistle is going to stimulate major detox. A lot of the damage to blood vessel walls now is since the dawn of what's called polytoxicity. We call the embedded ecosphere of toxic chemicals frying our artery walls. Xenoestrogen molecules, radiotoxins, heavy metals, chemicals from industry that are everywhere, doping agents from birth control pill to God knows what in the environment that's being used, you know, for building materials and glues and everything. And all these things aren't good for your arteries or your heart. So when you start detoxifying them, the body says, hey, you know, have a nice day, arteries. Have a nice day, heart. And you're less likely, because a lot of the disease we have nowadays is simply because we're toxically being, marinated in biotoxins. And every new day, there's seven new chemicals added to the biosphere that didn't exist the day before. Isn't that interesting? Seven new chemicals enter the biosphere every day, and if they start using them in an industry without proper safeguards in Indonesia or China or Malaysia or India, they're going to enter your biosphere within a matter of a week. So a week after they start spraying this stuff in a factory in China and it vents out their ceiling vents, it's in your home, it's in your air, and it's in your veggies within days to weeks. Isn't that bizarre?
Brutal.
It's brutal. And people say, Dr. Deagle, you're so negative. I'm thinking, no, I'm realistic, and then I have a plan to survive and thrive that. If the toxins leaving your body are more than the toxins coming, it's just like with Trump. If the bad ones, the illegal immigrants who are felons, leaving the United States is quicker than the ones that are managing to sneak in here, we're going to get a decrease in crime, which is disease in the body, right? So if we use the analogy of Trump's immigration policy, what we're saying is, hey, if we get the toxins out faster than the toxins are coming in, you're probably going to get healthier. That's a good idea. So next.
I think it's all of them, Dr.
I think, what about valerian? Valerian.
Oh, yeah, valerian, right.
Valerian is for the autonomic nervous system. Let me explain. If you don't have dysautonomia, you can't have disease. That's why no matter what the illness, whether it's chronic lung disease, heart disease, or migraine headaches, or whatever, even cancer, you can do a digital thermogram on people and say, whoa, that looks weird. What is that? And that's a picture, let's say, of you at 6 feet away on a digital thermogram showing your head while you're having a migraine, or your chest while you're having angina, or your blood vessels to your kidneys are all screwed up, or poor circulation in legs or polyneuropathy. You look down and say, well, how come I don't see feet? It's because there is no circulation down there, sucker. And you're only months or several years away from amputations. So when you start taking cardiovascular, you go back and look at the thermogram and say, whoa, I got feet again. That's good, isn't it? Pretty funny, eh? And people say, Dr. Deagle, my doctor didn't order a digital thermogram to see if my diabetic microcirculation problem and neuropathy was getting better. Why not? It's probably covered by insurance. You don't need to do it every, you know, couple months. Do it, let's say, twice a year. If you've got something real serious that's going to eventually result in loss of toes or part of your foot, your whole leg below your knee, you might want to reconsider to monitor that whatever you're doing, whether it's conventional drugs or alternative, that it's actually working. Isn't that a kind of radical idea? Testing to see if whatever you did worked. It's like I call the application of carpentry to human functional medicine and biology is measure twice, cut once. It's insultingly stupid, isn't it? That how simple it is, right?
Yep.
So, what advice do you give to somebody that's, like this gentleman I talked about earlier that said, well, I know I'm losing weight and I only take a baby aspirin and I'm taking a drug to lower my pressure. It's not too bad. You know, it's 130, you know, over 80 something. Well, his pressure's okay. That doesn't mean he's not going to have a stroke again. We don't know if his blood is rheologically thick. We don't know if his mitochondria and his heart and vessels are working. We don't know what his calcium score is in his arteries, because if your arteries aren't pumping and they're still inflamed, they're eventually going to calcify, which means you have non-peristaltic vessels that are putting all the load back on the heart. So I'm disturbed by this, because I think if I keep up benchmarks and most of the tests that I recommend they can do with their own doctor, why the hell don't they do it? Why? And they can, by the way, they can email consult with me. They can say, well, what protocol nutraceuticals? But if they want a formal consult and want to send me results, I'll charge them $150 only per half hour to analyze their data and to say, look, this is what I want you and your doctor to do, or go doctor shopping. This is the kind of doctor you need. These are the kind of tests you need to find out what you're doing. For example, for chronic pain, you need a digital thermogram and an Axon 2 scan. For heart, you need to have a lipid electrophoresis and a rheologic blood viscometry test. The lipid electrophoresis will tell you which lipid fractions you have that are frying your artery walls. You need to do a L-methionine-challenged homocysteine level, because that's one of the worst things. It'll burn your arteries out to hell. And if you measure your blood viscosity. And then you do these other things. You say, I'm still curious. I say, look, get your doctor to order a high-speed CT scan with a calcium score, and it'll tell you if you're going to block off those arteries because they're already calcifying on the CT scan. You're in deep doo-doo. Now, if you repeat your scan after 6 months or a year and you're taking Cardiovasc, you're going to say, I can't believe it. I took that along with full vitamin K2-minoquinone 7. I took the special fatty acids Dr. Deagle recommended, like Omega Supreme Pro Monoglyceride and Omega Krill. I took the CoQ10, CoQ10 Ubiquinol and VascuCare. And I took lots of Cardiovasc. I took, at least for a male, 2 capsules. I personally take at least three times a day. And I put it in my drink, too, during the day to have Cardiovasc in. So I'm taking lots. And let me tell you, my arteries are not calcifying, and I'm 65. Now, there's lots of people half my age, you know, 45, that are well on their way to their first big one, as Jackie Gleason used to say, you know. He'd tell his friend, he says, how he was going to have the big one. Remember, he'd always warn that he's going to have the big one.
Yeah.
What a comedian. We'll be back in a minute. We'll talk about don't make it a comedy of errors. Take control of your health, and I'll help you work with your doctor to get the right test done, to rig the right nutraceuticals, minimize the drugs, and get well.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We'll be right back.
there's a little humor here, is to say, if you don't want to, you know, fly with the angels, you got to listen to Doctor. He knows what he's talking about. Right? A little play on the Oscar awards there with the old mobster type. What people should understand is, we know what causes heart disease now. It's not a mystery. We know why we're dying. We're dying from a toxic, polluted world and estrogenizing toxins and radiotoxins and, you know, the kind of things they had, which is a false food pyramid, where they basically went over fat, and healthy fats, you know, are good. For example, eating meat that's grass-fed has the same fatty acid concentrations as salmon that's wild. Eating grain-fed beef is bad. Eating oxidized fatty acids, like, you know, cooking with polyunsaturated fatty acids, is crazy and stupid. And when you take Carnivasc, you start to reverse a lot of things that are kind of killing your arteries. So when you have a stroke, your body's got thick blood, inflamed arteries, and a thin biofilm covering your arteries and your blood vessels and your heart and throughout your body that's infected nanobacteria and heavy metals. This is not a mystery. This is what we know happens. Those nanobacteria get into your mouth and your gums. They're the same nanobacteria in your periodontal tissues. We know that if you start to detoxify and support the mitochondria and support the autonomic nervous system and prevent plaque formation, that it, your body says, hey, I can do this. I can clean out those arteries. This is like a Roto-Rooter for your blood vessels and, say, in your leg. One in 20 males over 40 years of age has a 93% plus blockage to a major artery below their knee. That's not good. So when Joe gets a cramp in his leg because he's going golfing on Saturday, and he's a weekend warrior just doing, you know, 9 holes, and he's cramping up, it's not just because he's got a low magnesium, which he might, but it's because he's got a blocked artery that's telling him, you don't have any circulation to your lower leg. And by the way, if it gets worse, you're going to either need a Dacron graft there to replace that artery, or you're going to end up with an amputation as if you have an acute vascular event. Not funny. Have you ever seen anybody come in with a white limb with no circulation? That's a really scary looking thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So, Carnivasc, I mean, just order it. We have, by the way, we always have it on special. We always have the price for the drop and the capsules with free shipping. We have the best pricing out there, too. So, you know, do order it. Do get on it. I take it all the time. I will not miss my Carnivasc. I know that, hey, I don't want to have, as Jackie Gleason, I'm not going to have the big one. You know, like his wife Alice says, you're always complaining, Jackie, that you're going to have the big one. Why didn't you order Dr. Bill's Cardiovasc? We did our show today. Hopefully she come back with that retort. So, back in a moment with Lowell Ponte. Coming up tomorrow, Carl, Carapar University and the financial conundrum the world is in and how you need to get your own Carapar business going with our help. Jonathan Gray will be back from New Zealand. Leo Lyons got me for a full hour on Thursday. Gary Richard Arnold on Thursday afternoon. Major issues post the State of the Union address by the Donald tonight. And Harley Schlanger will be up on Friday, first hour, then Ann Morrison. You don't want to miss it Friday, our firing line. Get your questions into Michelle, 888-212-8871. Back in a moment with Lowell Ponte.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.